Good evening, everyone out there in RadioCarrum.org land. And this is David Notman from the Carrum Cricket Club, the Lions Den. And joining me tonight is...
G'day, it's Tim Hewlett here. I'm sitting and sitting on my right. He's one of the young fellows of our well-established cricket club. He's known as Seller down here, but we'll introduce him by the name of Lawson Power. How you going, mate?
Good, thanks. How are you boys?
We're going well, Lawson. This is radio show number 3 and our second one live from the Lions Den. So pretty excited, and there's been a lot going on the last couple of weeks, and a lot more happening this weekend as well. So first of all, I just want to touch on a little bit of non-cricket issues, and I just want to talk a little bit about our fellow co-host, Lawson Power.
Yes, the up-and-coming track and field superstar, Lawson Power.
Unbelievable. Here is a kid who's never run more than 20 metres in his life, because apparently that's his run-up, 22 metres, and bowl sharp.
21 ducks in that as well.
Oh, yes.
You'll tell everyone.
But apparently he decided to take up a hobby, running.
I don't understand why on earth you'd run if you weren't doing it for, you know, you weren't chasing a ball or, you know, running after a bloke who nicked your wallet. I don't know why you'd run. Why do you run, Lawson?
Oh, I just run. I don't know. I was doing it for a day of school, quite frankly.
So just elaborate a little bit on your running. You've had 4 runs over a 400-metre distance, is that correct?
Yes, that is true.
And just, well, you can pump up your own tyres here, Lawson. Just run us through what's happened in the last month as far as Lawson Power's future Olympic athlete.
Yeah, in the last month, I've managed to get myself the international qualifier and number one in Australia in the 400 metre ranked.
Number one in Australia. Just that's, there is no one better over 400 metres in your age group. That's pretty amazing, mate. Even with a heavy head like yours, you're still able to get around the track quicker than everyone else.
Has anyone suggested to you either shaving your head or wearing a bathing cap
for
a faster time?
Athletics Victoria sort of recommended it. To do it, yeah.
Oh, it worked for Cathy Freeman, mate. I don't see why it can't work for you.
So where's your next step here now? We've obviously heard you won the state championships this week. Whereabouts was that?
The state champs are held at Albert Park at Lakeside, Melbourne.
Lakeside, Melbourne. So you won that by the Strait of Flemington, apparently?
I won that by 2 seconds, yeah.
They didn't have you run around the lake, did you? That would be a bit more than 400 metres.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'd just like to say, on behalf of the Carrum Cricket Club, it's a great achievement and a great effort, and the state champion. And what's your thoughts process now? What are you looking towards, the Commonwealth Games or Olympics?
I don't know. I'm just sort of looking forward to Nationals down at Sydney and just give it a good crack and see what happens from there.
I know you've got a bit of a personal dilemma on your hand. You and the family are off to Bali in a few weeks, and apparently the Australian Championships are on it. Is that correct at the same time?
That's the Australian Schoolboys Championships. So, yeah, I'm going to miss the school champs.
That's all right. It doesn't matter if you miss the school championships, as long as you win the Worlds. No pressure, though.
But so where you at now, obviously you're an up-and-coming cricket star here at the Carrum Cricket Club. Where does that leave us? Do we need to start looking for another under-15s cricketer?
I was going to say, you're taking my best player there. Naughty, for those who don't know, I'm the coach of the under-15s, so if Lawson does decide to pursue his career in running, it's going to leave me to loose end because I don't have an opening bowler or an opening batsman. No pressure, though.
Honestly, I'd just like to say, what a great achievement, and it's great news, and all the best for the future, Lawson, and enjoy yourself in Bali, but make sure you take it easy.
Thank you very much.
And I'd like to say thanks for joining us tonight on the Carrum Cricket Radio Show, even though we're talking about little athletics, but we're talking about sport, and you are a Carrum boy, so it's always good to acknowledge things that kids do in the community, so well done.
Okay, thanks, boys.
Good on
boys.
You, Salad. Well done.
Okay, thanks. Good luck to all the teams this weekend.
Thanks, Lawson Power. Well, here we are. We're up to round 3 of the senior cricket.
Yeah, round 3. And just a man of few words, isn't he, Lawson Power? It's hard to get something. Hard to get a sentence out of him.
And I think if we were asked Marcus and he was able to say something, he's sitting on the other side of the table, he would say he was not a man of few words. Lawson Power can talk.
He can talk. He's got a great head for radio, too.
Yes, as we all have. Just want to run over the results from last week and... a fantastic win by the first 11 this week, Tim.
Absolutely, and obviously we didn't announce last week, but since our last radio broadcast, one of our favourite sons, Josh Dent, former first captain, his mother passed away. So that's obviously been quite an emotional week for not just him, but his brothers, Zach and Jamo, and the younger sister, Holly, and quite a few blokes at the club who have obviously known Josh for a long time. And for the boys to pull out a win for him on Saturday in under difficult circumstances, only defending 153 was really exceptional.
And you hit the nail on the head there, and we all love Josh, and it was a very emotional week. And I know when Sean spoke before the game, at the start of the game, there was tears before the start of the game, and everyone really got behind Sean and Polly and Josh, and only basically defending 152, and they Somerville came out and got on top early.
Yeah, they certainly did. Like, I think the one thing that really stuck out was our endeavour. Because even though, obviously, I don't know the exact scores, but I'm sure that it was just before tea and Somerville were looking like they were going to win the game quite comfortably. And I think Corey Foster bowled a brilliant spell either side of tea and picked up 3 wickets. And just the fight came out in the side, and they were able to pull out a win when obviously no one thought that we were any chance.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had the pleasure of being down here and watching. And at one stage, Somerville were 3 for 79 and coasting. And I think one of the things that turned the game prior to Corey coming on and bowling that amazing spell, and Lockie Dobson as well, bowled 8 overs and took 2 for 8.
Yeah, he did bowl very well, Lockie.
Yeah, it was an amazing run out by Hayden Moulton, fielding at covers and diving to his left, and picked up and did a direct hit at the non-strikers end, and sort of just turned the momentum our way just before tea.
Yeah, it certainly did. Unfortunately, I wasn't here to see it. I got here just after tea, but they were talking about Jonty Rhodes and Mark Waugh and a few other guys that was apparently quite exceptional. And not only that, but he then followed it up for about, I think it might have been the 7th or 8th wicket, when they were starting to develop a little bit of a partnership and there was only maybe 40 runs to get. And, sort of at cover, picked up the ball, spun one-handed and threw the ball to Dylan Steed, who whipped the bails off. And it was just another sort of team-lifting effort from a guy who didn't bowl but had as much influence on the game as anyone else.
Absolutely. And in the end, I think we, like I said, defended 152 and we got Somerville out for 128. So it was a great win and gets us on the scoreboard. And we're... Only after 2 rounds, and obviously there was a washout in a lot of the games the first round, we're sitting 6th, and this week against Seaford at Seaford is a big game.
Absolutely. And I mean, look, Seaford's it's a great ground to bat on. It's very, nice cover of grass, quite short square boundaries. I think, look, the positive thing is our bowling attack's been exceptional so far. But aside from the coach, Daniel Paulson, our batting lineup hasn't really fired a shot.
And I think you're right there. And I think this week, obviously, we'll be looking for some runs for our captain. Obviously, he's come back to the club playing at Casey South Melbourne last year and did really well playing district cricket.
Absolutely.
And I know Sean puts a lot of pressure on himself, but he's got the ability and the technique and everything else, and I'll back him to make some runs this week.
Oh, look, absolutely. I mean, I think this game's set up perfectly for him because I don't know. Seaford have had quite a few roster changes over their side the last couple of years, so I'm not really familiar with their bowling attack, but anyone who can stay out on that ground and bat for 10, 20 overs is going to be in for quite a good day. Like, it's just, if you get the ball past the infield, you're going to get 4 runs. So it's basically, if our batsmen are able to do the hard work at the top of the order and seed off the new ball bowlers, we're going to be very hard to beat because, as you said, we've got quite a good batting lineup that hasn't performed yet. So
absolutely. And we only just sort of quickly run through it. Josh's got a start in the first game and Jezza hasn't got a start at all yet. And we all know the capabilities of Jezza, and if he gets on top. And then we've got Liam, who opened the bowling, batting last week. He's only a 16-year-old and batted really well.
It's actually my younger brother, Liam, and I want to point out that he only made 8 of 140 balls. So he did have a good effort, but I thought I'd just sink the boots into him there while I could.
And just to run through the side, we've got Sean Foster, the captain, Daniel Paulson, the skipper, Josh Dent, Jeremy Graves, Corey Foster, who bowled an excellent spell, Liam Hewlett, Hayden Moulton, his 2 excellent run-outs, Jackson Fry, our opening fast left-arm bowler, Lockie Dobson, Dylan Steed, and someone else there at number 11.
Yeah, it'd be the president himself, El Presidente, David Notman's stepping back into the breach. How long has it been since he played a game of once cricket, Noddy?
Was 12th man in the semi-final last year. Ran some really good cordial and mints and chewies.
I'll tell you what, if you'd have been able to run some better power raid that day, I think we might have got over the line.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. But a bit of a surprise. But yeah, the captain and the coach have backed me, and hopefully I can do my bit. Be interesting to see where I bat. But I do like playing at Seaford, and I certainly like beating Seaford. So.
Well, the nice even cover of grass suits your fielding style because you don't mind having a tumble and an unnecessary dive.
Yes, well coached by Kevin Bull, and Pete Ridgway loves to dive at gully. Special mention to the Ridgways up there.
Not just diving at gully though, but the extra sound effects, the big, when he stops the ball and picking it up and looking real menacing at the batsman when I don't think he's got a menacing bone in his body, Ridgie's. Quite a gentle man.
But we do miss his theatrics at gully.
Oh, we certainly do, and my personal favourites are Ridgie in the nets, which involves him a lot of the time playing a good shot, and he very well played Ridgie, you might say.
Yes, his self-analysis, normally most people do it in their head, but Peter likes to make sure everyone hears and sees what a good job he is doing.
Well, yeah, I mean, just can't get past how someone could be so vocal in the nets. It's just, aside from cursing yourself, I don't know, I've never heard someone pump themselves up.
Yeah, but he's got every reason to. He had a very good year last year. Just on the seconds last game, Timmy, very disappointing. Obviously, Somerville are a very, very strong side in the second 11.
Yeah, they're they're going to be the yardstick, I think, in the second division of district. Sorry, I think one of their bowlers, Cordeau, took 5 wickets in both innings. He had figures of about 10 for 40 for the match.
Yeah,
so he bowled superbly, and I'm not going to offer up excuses. We didn't come to play the first week. We were not readily focused, and Somerville took full advantage of that. We only got dismissed for 60. We bowled well early, had him about 4 for 30. But after that, we, by our own admission, sort of chucked in the towel a bit, and they got away from us, made 200, and proceeded to bowl us out for 70 in the second innings, which it's just not good enough. And I think, we've had a few personnel changes this week. So, again, not ideal having a lot of changes into the one side through the first three games, but I think all 11 of us have just got to come better prepared, because it's just not good enough. Being beaten outright in that manner and sort of going down without a fight, we've got to do a lot better, I think.
Yeah, and it was disappointing, obviously, after a great win in the first game, and obviously getting back Dave Falconer and Jared Foster, both guys made runs in the first round.
They certainly did, and I'm going to mention again the Falcon deciding that he was going to nip off to Brisbane and go see Mumford & Sons and Jared Foster, who was going to the races. It just really, really hurts the blokes that are playing each week when you decide to go and, do your own thing. But yeah, those guys are, and not just value that they add with the bat, but they're a couple of really great guys that provide a lot of laughter in the field and provides a really good atmosphere around the team. And that's when we play our best cricket, in the seconds, as you'd well know, when we're having a laugh and having a good time but playing serious cricket. So having those guys back in really sort of helps loosen things up a bit. But at the same time, I think we tend to focus a bit better. So we'll give a much, much better account of ourselves this week.
And that's a key. It's about enjoying yourself. And if you don't enjoy yourself, you don't have a good day. Win, lose or draw, it's about having fun primarily. And then, obviously, we want to win.
Well, absolutely. I mean, there's no... Obviously, we play cricket. We don't get paid to play. We play to enjoy it. But at the same time, the only time I've ever enjoyed sport was when I was a winner. So...
I'll just run through the second 11 for this game against Seaford at home at Roy Dawe Reserve. Anyone wants to come down and watch a good game of cricket, the seconds are at home. They start at 1 o'clock. We've got Mitch Digger, the skipper, Jar Cooko, the vice-captain, Timmy Hewlett, yourself. They've spelt your name wrong here.
Yeah, I don't know how they keep fitting these in there. It's H-U-L-E-double-T. Like, it's not difficult.
I think maybe we need to have a word to them. Zach Dent back in the seconds, which is good.
That's great. And as I mentioned before, the passing of his mum it might have been a week ago now. Zach's a great fellow. He's a great friend of myself and Mitch and Jason. So we're wrapped to have him back, and it's good to see the club sticking by their own.
Will he be putting the gloves on, you think?
I have no doubt. After Dallas Power's effort last week with the creaking knees and the expletives, I think that Zach will definitely take the gloves.
And then we mentioned the Falconer. We've got Young Fish. He's standing over watching and listening to us closely. He's a great club and Young Fish.
He is a great club and Young Fish, but just... I can't get past this. We went into the game last week with our opening bowler who had a broken thumb, and Fisher decided that he's going to announce to the opposition how courageous this guy was playing with a broken thumb. And I'm looking at him right now. I could see him rolling his eyes. But what were you thinking, mate? Come and have a seat.
Come over, Fish, and join us at the microphone.
What was going through your head when you decided to let the opposition know that we were carrying an injured bloke into the game? I mean, it's just...
He's a very honest, open young man. He doesn't keep any secrets, but letting the opposition know your opening bowler's got a broken thumb, especially when you're like about 7 for 50.
Yeah,
what were you thinking there, Fish?
I wasn't thinking much, to be honest. Yeah, I didn't think that one through.
Is that a usual process for you, not thinking much, or was that just this one particular time?
I'd like to say it's this once, but I've been caught out before.
So apparently you batted really well though, Fish, last week in the second innings. Is that right?
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
Yeah, look, to his eternal credit, he has a bit of a technical flaw that was exposed in the first innings, and he worked really, really hard to correct that the second innings. And the only thing that we can ask, especially with someone like Fish who's a junior, is to give it your best. And he certainly showed a lot of restraint. And a much better application of playing the game in the right way that a lot of the senior guys like myself didn't. So it's a real credit to you. You did the right thing, and the best thing is we can see you improving each week. So keep doing the right things.
Thanks very much.
And it was, and obviously we'll touch on the under-17s as well. But I know you batted really well and made runs in the morning as well. Brett Moulton, we'll obviously be looking for some runs from Brett. He's got an unbelievable natural ability, and I know for a fact he's not far off one selection.
Oh look, he. Brett, I think he's our linchpin. When he makes runs, we don't get beaten. Look, he was in sensational form last year, through the latter part of, just after Christmas, through the latter part of the season when we broke into the top four. And I think it's no coincidence that him going up to the ones for the last two or three games didn't so much take the wind out of our sails, but he provides a really, really solid platform at the top of the order.
Platform, I like that word, platform, absolutely.
And use it more often.
Then we've got Wally, the mad left-arm opening fast bowler.
Yeah, big Wally's. He's great to have around the fellas. He's a bit of an old-school cricketer, Wally.
Plays hard.
He certainly does play hard. He's a very very fiery customer. He's got a strong dislike of umpires, which I can understand. But, he's great to have around the guys. He's a very solid presence with the bat and with the ball. He was sensational with the ball early last week. I touched on the fact that we had him about 4 for 40. And he was a big reason for that. And he was probably stiff not to get another one or two wickets on top of his two that he did get.
And then his best mate, Greg Foster.
Yeah, the G-man. He's just another product of the Foster Cricket Factory, I think.
He started, obviously.
Oh, he did. He's
produced and obviously manufactured all of them.
Well, he's manufactured it, but he was the last to bloom. He's made his second debut at the tender age. Oh, gee, I might get myself in trouble here. The tender age of 56, I think. I hope you're listening, Greg.
Yeah, hopefully it's not more than 56. And, we always look for a very entertaining batsman, Greg. He's very technically correct, but then he brings some amazing shots into his game.
Oh, he's very fond of the ramp shot and the reverse sweep. He has a strong dislike for anyone who bowls spinners.
Yes, shows them no respect whatsoever.
No, none at all. And he doesn't mind engaging a bit of to and fro with the bowler either. I think he got the guy from Somerville, Cordo, who I touched on before that took 10 for, he might have said to Greg that he was a bit too old to be playing in that grade. And Greg's responded in kind, and I was umpiring at the time. It was quite entertaining. He doesn't mind giving a bit back to the bowlers, even when they're on top.
And then Jason Forthise, our great secretary, who works very hard on and off the field, the Nudge.
Yes, Nudge, fond character from the Hey Dad, I think.
Yeah, and the reason why we call him Nudge is because he does nudge the ball. He's a great two-day cricketer. He will not give his wicket away cheaply.
He certainly won't, and he's another guy that I spoke about before with the great camaraderie when we play best cricket in the seconds. He's another guy that adds a lot of good banter and a lot of brings a lot of enjoyment into the game. He's a fantastic bloke, and he does a power of work around the club as a secretary. So he's an integral part of the inner workings here at Carrum.
And you look at that side, 8 out of that 11 have all played junior cricket here. So I think that's a huge plus as well.
Well, it obviously says a lot about people like myself who are junior coaches here, Noddy.
Yeah, possibly, though. The fact that you've only been coaching for 2 years.
Oh, look, at that. That's irrelevant, mate. The fact is that I'm here week in, week out producing the goods for the senior club.
Absolutely, and there's a few of those kids are going to be playing in the thirds and fourths this week. And we'll talk about the thirds. We'll announce their side, and we'll talk about last week. But they've got a lot of changes in their side this week. The great skipper, Peter Kirk, our treasurer, is out injured.
Yeah, he's actually... And he's. I better be careful how I put this. He bowled last week, and for those who know Kirky, and I'm speaking to the Ridgeways here, he obviously doesn't bowl very much, and he's come off a three-step run and torn his hamstring.
I was actually there watching. It was quite entertaining. He yelled out. He goes, "I can't believe you're watching the first and not watching me bowl." So I hustled over there, and he had a misstumping off Jimmy, and I don't very often see Jimmy make mistakes behind the stumps.
Oh, absolutely not. He's got the best hands in the business, Tin Man.
And especially if you ask him.
Absolutely.
So there's the captain, bowled himself. I think he bowled 8 overs and had 2 for 16. Had a missed stumping and a missed catch from Jimmy all in the same over, first over. So he could have had 2 for none.
Yeah, look, it was just a phenomenal performance from a guy who, I think the last time he bowled was when we got beaten outright here when I was about 17. So that's a good 5 years ago now. It was a long time between drinks for Peter Kirk.
And I did yell out to him. He's a little bit thinner on top than he once was, and I hope he had a bit of cream on his head, but he does look a bit burnt today.
Yeah, he certainly does. I mean, I don't know if he's here, actually.
Yeah, he'll be out in the balcony as usual.
He's out in the balcony. Oh, sorry, no, there he is. I can see him, actually. He's got his cap on covering up the receding hairline.
So they played Sky, and Sky are a very good side, and I think we were bowled for, or we made about 9 for 103 off our 70-odd overs, and we batted slowly, but we got a reasonable score on that ground.
Yeah, look, that ground is... my junior side played out there the other week and found it very hard to score. And we won a tight game, which the opposition made 40 runs and we made 45. So it's very, very difficult to score on that ground. So, look, I think we did all we could and batted patiently. But at the end of the day, Sky were a little bit too good and they got the chocolates. But yeah,
there were some good mentions there. Is Ryan Matthews?
Yes, Ryan Matthews, another... I think I mentioned him on our last show. He's a good mate of mine and he's come down and he took, I think, 4 for 14 off 11 overs. Bowled himself into the twos just about, Ryan.
Yeah, and Captain Kirky took a couple of other blokes bowled well. We've got Oh, Rory Brown bowled well too. Yeah, absolutely, left armour. But, yeah, they didn't get the chocolates, but they fought it out and they ended up having Sky 9 for 160-odd. So it was a good comeback, but didn't get the points. But hopefully we're looking for a turnaround this week. And they play at home against Baxter. And we've got the captain's obviously out, but we've got a new captain, Kay Bull.
Well, we say new captain. He's new to captaining the thirds. He's not new to captaining sides. I think he's captained quite a few in his time.
Yeah,
here,
he captained a couple of first 11 sides many years ago when we in a couple of losing grand finals. And I hope to play with him. But Lawson Power, obviously we've met the future Olympic gold medalist. Benny Kinder, Ryan Matthews, Baby Neil.
The big baby, Cameron Neil.
With his mullet.
Yeah, he's actually, look, he's only 14. He's about 6'2" and probably weighs 90 kilos. And he's gone and had his hair cut into an Ivan Marich mullet. So he's nothing if not imposing.
And then we've got young Tomo, Brownie, Rory Brown, Drew Hartston, who's normally our captain of our fours. He's going to play threes. Young Francis, you want to tell us a little bit about young Francis? Well,
Jack Francis, the guy who came down and played under 15s with us last year. I was the coach of that side. And he's got a lot of natural ability. Jack just needs to probably... he gets distracted quite easily, needs to apply himself a little bit better, especially in the field. But as a batsman, he's as clean a hitter of a ball as we've ever seen a junior. He's got a lot of natural ability. So hopefully he can show us a little bit of that on Saturday the 17s. And the
reason why he drifts off the field, is that anything to do with the fact that you coached him and you do tend to drift off a little bit?
Absolutely not, mate. I'm as solid as a rock whilst coaching.
No, I'm talking about in the field.
Oh, you didn't see me field, so that's irrelevant, mate. We don't need to go there.
Young Lynchy.
Yeah, Adam Lynch, he's a favourite of myself and Mitch, captain of the seconds. We love Big Lynchy. It provides one of the most... We don't condone the kids sledging in junior cricket. It's not on, but he's the one kid we let go because he doesn't say anything offensive to other kids. He just makes the most humorous comments. So he's comic wit like you wouldn't believe, Lynchy.
And young M. Allen, can you tell us a bit about him?
Yeah, Mitch Allen's a kid who's playing the 15s for us this year who's just moved down from Cairns. And he's come down to live with his father here. And by all accounts, he's quite a good footballer as well. But he can seriously play the game of cricket. Like, he came down looking for a game about a week prior to the start of the season and has basically walked in and batted at number three, bowling first change. And he made 20, I think, in his first game. 20 out of the 45 I mentioned. And he's taken, I think, 4 or 5 wickets. So, look, he's going to be a very, very good young player. And another one I mentioned that's not bad with the quick wit.
Yeah, I noticed him bowl the nets tonight. Bowled really well in the nets.
Yeah, he bowls a beautiful outswinger.
Yeah. Our fourth 11, which is finally up and running, which we've had for many years, and due to the spring carnival, which always kills us this time of year. But we've got a lot of new blokes to our fourth 11, which is fantastic. And a lot of those guys play at the Carrum Cowboys, the over 35s and over 40s football.
It's good to have them around because a lot of the guys we're about to mention are involved in the touch rugby here on Friday nights during summer. They're involved in, as Noddy said, the Cowboys. They're regular attenders here at the sports club, so it's great to have them involved in the career club.
And that's the thing, and obviously I'll run through them. And just touching on that, for those that don't know and out there in radio, carrum.org land, is that we have our touch rugby competition that starts up tomorrow night here at Roydor Reserve. It kicks off around about 5:30, 6 o'clock?
Yeah, 5:30, 6 o'clock. And look, it's just a great night. I mean, I came down a few times and watched last year. There's, I think, 4 games going on. They've got 4 rugby fields marked out across the Carrum Second Oval. They provide beverages and like burgers and snags at raise $1 or $2 for a burger and a snag. And it's just a sensational night. A lot of people get down, especially on nice warm summer evenings. It's just great. It's a really good community atmosphere. Come down and have a laugh and enjoy a bit of...
And they do have kids' sides, mixed sides, mums and dads play, kids play.
Absolutely, there's room for everyone.
And we just hope we do get some of that summer weather you're talking about. It's few and far between at the moment, because I know for a fact the forecast Saturday is looking glim at 15 and showers.
Yeah, we could be at the Cove watching the Cox plate, I think, on Saturday.
Yeah, so the 4th 11, they play Mount Eliza away, and we've got Craig Bell, or used to be known as Craig Bell, Craig Maxwell.
The artist formerly known as Craig Bell.
The Mayor, Maury Williams. It's Corey Jenkins or Chris Jenkins?
No, it's Chris Jenkins. Corey Jenkins is out for the season. He hurt his wrist, I think, mucking around with his brother, and he's torn ligaments, so yeah, he's out for the year.
Young Dobby, his first game in. Eddie.
I'm going to leave that one with you, Noddy.
Eddie Tepper, one of the Kiwi boys. We've got James Tahana, another Kiwi. Dave Hannah, who used to play cricket here, has just got a clearance from Seaford, so it'll be interesting to see how Dave goes, because he does pump his own tyres up.
He certainly does. He's very quick to promote himself in the batting ranks.
So no doubt he'll be opening the bowling and opening the batting. Adam Hamilton, who I'm not sure he'll be keeping. He probably may throw the gloves on.
Oh, I think Ads will take the gloves, and he's another guy who's heavily involved with the Cowboys, and he coaches junior football here, and he's involved with the Touch Rugby. Another guy who's a very good clubman.
G. Cooper, the Coops.
Oh, Coop. I was extremely surprised when he put his hand out to play. I don't know how long it's been since he played a game of cricket, but it's good to see him having a go.
No, he's gone out and he's got his cricket shirt. It looks $1 million. And Burnsy. He's left, but Burnsy's also one of the Touch Rugby boys and plays for the Cowboys as well. It's good to see him. He spends a lot of time out in the balcony watching. So.
Oh, he certainly does. He pointed out to me before, he's very, very good at remembering all the stuff-ups that I've made out in the field whilst he's been watching. So he said if he drops a catch on the weekend, he'll throw his head on the ground too.
It's a shame we won't have a camera there. Hopefully they won't drop too many catches.
I'm actually considering pulling out of the seconds and just going to watch him and making sure that he doesn't screw up at all.
And then Lynch.
Yeah, Wayne Lynch. Another one. I almost couldn't believe my eyes. I mean, we spoke about his young son, Adam Lynch, prior. But yeah, I'd had no idea Lynchy was interested in having a game of cricket. But all luck to him, and I hope he does well on Saturday.
Well, at least Eddie and James came down to train, had a hit, and James bowled really well.
He certainly didn't. I'll tell you what, he can bat a bit in field too. I asked him if he'd ever played cricket before, and he said, "Oh, just in the street, bro."
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see how he goes. I think he can play a bit.
So it'll be interesting to see how they go. So it's great. We've got four or five new players in the fours, and we've still got a lot of blokes that aren't available at the moment due to injury or personal commitments. But it'd be good to have them back.
And the dreaded Spring Carnival.
The dreaded Spring Carnival. Yeah. As much as we love the Spring Carnival, it does hurt cricket clubs, but. We look forward to hopefully having the fours, which is a one day, so I'd have a win, and hopefully we all get a good start to the this round, and hopefully we can all post some good scores. We'll be bad, and
I think we need to have a referendum around the clubs and just start cricket season after Christmas and play through March. Just save everyone a lot of pain, I think.
Yeah, I think you've got a good idea, but I don't think that'll ever come to fruition.
Unfortunately not.
The juniors, the under-17s, how did they go last week?
The under-17s, as far as I'm aware, had a very good win against Seaford at Seaford. They actually, Fish, you're still here. You can jump in and tell us all about it. You were playing.
We went out and opened the batting, and we posted a score of 130.
Was that a 2020 game?
Yes, it was. Liam Hewlett made 50, and I made 30.
Oh, well done.
I think we were the main scorers, and then we went out to bowl and bowled and fielded really, really well, and that was what won us the game in the end. And we bowled out Seaford, who had 9 players, and we only had 10. So we bowled them out for 100 and won by 30-odd runs.
Any special mentions when it comes to the bowling or the fielding or keeping or anything?
Adam Lynch took 2.
Lynchy again.
The one who's playing in the threes. Bailey Watkins took 2.
Oh, young Bailey Watkins. He's a product of a good father and mother there.
Absolutely.
Jack Francis, who's just walked over, and he took 1 or so.
Did he?
And I think it's just about everyone for the bowling. Maybe a few more just around, but yeah, it was a very, very well done team effort. So
it's great to get a win on the board, and obviously you were close to winning the first game. But this week you got Pines, Carrum Downs at home.
Yeah, so it'll be very, very tough as both of their teams have merged. So the best 5 players from both teams are.
So they should be quite strong, you think?
They should.
I think Pines won the grand final in the under-17s last year, didn't they? So obviously there'd be a few players from that side.
So how are you looking for numbers this week? How you got 10 or 11 this week?
I think we have 9. But we have a couple of 15s coming up to help out, so that'll boost up the numbers a bit.
Oh, that's great. So obviously we're still looking for kids in the age bracket of sort of 15 to 17. If you've got nothing on a Saturday morning, and we obviously train Monday and Wednesday nights.
Monday, Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
Down here at Roydor Reserve, Carrum. Yes, yep. Down at Graham Road or Dyson Road if you want to have a hit of cricket.
Absolutely. And I think I must sort of point out, you might have a lot of kids out there who might have played a little bit of cricket at under-11s level, might have a few misgivings about the way... the way the program's run and the coaching and that. And I'd sort of assure you that myself and Jason Cookson, who coached under 15s, and then Mitch Dicker and Zach Dent is his assistant at the 17s, we're not traditional coaches.
Traditional, that's interesting.
We're unorthodox. We like to have a good laugh with the kids and teach them the fundamentals of the game, but not take it too we don't take it too seriously. Like, it's not... We're not playing for win at all costs. We're
fun first.
Yeah, absolutely. We're there to have a good laugh and have a win and teach the kids a few things along the way. And I think that's the best environment for kids to learn. I mean, if you're not having fun, then what's the point? But look, if you've had a game of cricket, you know, in the past, or even if you haven't, and you're thinking about, oh, I don't want to play because I don't want, you know, strict disciplinarian coaches, you don't need to worry about that. We're quite easy to get along with.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. So hopefully they have a win. It's the start of a two-day game, I think, this week. Is that right, Fish?
Yes, this week's the first two-day game of the under-17 and 15 season.
The under-15s, how'd you go last week, Jimmy?
Look, we lost in the last over, which we played in 2020, both the first and second weeks. The first week we won in the last over, and the second week we lost in the last over. So we've had a taste of both sides of the coin so far, but I was immensely proud of our boys in the way we performed on the weekend, because we played Frankston YCW, who are notoriously strong in their juniors, and we played them 2 years ago when we were in an age bracket above, and we lost by 180 runs, and we've come out on Saturday and we've lost by 7.
Yeah, it was so great. If I was down here watching, there were some really good performances too.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And a few kids we mentioned before, Mitch Allen had a sensational game. A lot of kids at that age, there, you know, the fielding's a bit dicey, but his endeavour in the field, he's unbelievable. Like he chases every ball and he dives for catches, and we're really, really fortunate that he's found his way down from Cairns to the great Carrum Cricket Club, and
hopefully bring some of that weather with him.
Well, hopefully, we performed magnificently, so I'm nothing but praise for the way we played on Saturday. We were really good.
So you got Mornington away this weekend?
Yeah, Mornington the first 2 days, and I think we're going to be a much better 2 day side than we are a 2020 side. I don't think 2020 cricket's, I think it's rubbish for juniors. There's nothing to be gained, because the kids, you can't give them all a bat, you can't give them all a bowl, and invariably you sort of struggle to give the some of the kids that aren't quite as developed as some of the other kids that go, because the opposition's playing. Look, on the weekend, they had quite a... The opening bowlers were quite sharp. They were quite quick. So it's hard to send a kid out there who's just finding his feet, because, you know, you don't want to send someone out there to get hurt. So just really, you struggle to give all the kids a go. And I'm glad that we're into the two-day form of the game. And I think we're going to give a really good account of ourselves. And I think that we'll be in the mix for finals at the pointy end of the season, because we've got a great mix of kids and they're... Attitude's fantastic, and the way that we play the game in the right way. We have fun, but we also, when it's time to be serious, we play it in the right way.
I think that's right. And as I said, well, good luck against Mornington on the weekend. The under-13s, well, it was great to see them play their first game. Well, actually, it was the second game. First game on the weekend, they played at home on Sunday, coached by Johnny Mitchell, who's also a primary school teacher in the area. See a future Olympic gold medalist. There goes Lawson Power.
He's running out of here. He can't stop now. He started.
The flash. Off he goes. They played Seaford at home. I came down and watched, and it was probably 2 weeks ago. We really didn't know where we were at with the under-13s. And to Johnny's credit and some of the parents and some of the kids, we spread the word. And I think we ended up having 10 kids, which was great. And hopefully we can have a few more over the next few weeks. I know for a fact that a couple of the boys had a sleepover at friends' house and they dragged them along, and a couple of those boys did really well.
That's always good. Johnny coaches the 11s and the 13s on a Wednesday night they started at about 5 o'clock, I think. And the 17s and the 15s train at the same time, and I've watched him so far how he's operated, and he's just a magnificent junior coach. You will not find a better teacher of young kids than John Mitchell. He's just an excellent, excellent role model.
Yeah, and what was great, the kids... probably weren't going to play and decided to turn up play, they really got a lot out of it. And some of them, I think, surprised themselves how well they went. They bowled and fielded really well. And Seaford are probably one of the sides in the under-13s are going to do really well. I think they only ended up making 60-odd, and we only made about 18 or 20, but half of these kids, out of 10 kids, 5 kids had never played cricket before. And I know for a fact that a couple of them signed up on Saturday to play again this week, and hopefully a few of those boys at school will spread the word, and Johnny can have 12 or 13 kids to pick from in the next few weeks.
Well, that'd be ideal. I mean, it's not at that age group, it's not all about winning. It's about getting to know the basics of cricket and enjoying having a bit of fun, with your mates on a... Actually, the 13s play on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, Sunday.
Just good for the parents on Sunday morning.
Yeah,
they love that.
And it's only for 3 hours, so 8:30 to 11:30, and they don't travel far. I think Mount Eliza's as far south they go down the peninsula. But good luck for the under-13s this week. They've got Carrum Downs at Carrum Downs. And the under-11s, they play Lang Warren this week, Friday night. They had their first game last week, and I think a lot of the kids are new to it. Some of the kids are quite young. They've only got a few 8-year-olds, so they're obviously still looking for players. I think they had about 9 or 10, but I think there's a few more players have turned up this week, which would be encouraging for Kenny Watts, our coach of the under-11s.
Kenny's a fantastic fella. He helped Johnny with the Johnny out last year, and he's taking the reins with the 11s this year. He played a very reasonable level of cricket over in the West Indies, I believe. He may have played first class.
So he has a good time and can play cricket.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a very good fella. He's very easy going, but he's extremely knowledgeable about the game. So any prospective under-11s out there who are interested in coming down, look, he's a fantastic fella and you'll really enjoy playing under him.
So all the best to the under-11s, and hopefully those kids that have turned up are going to continue to play, and hopefully they've spread the word at whether it be Carron Primary School or Patterson Lakes Primary School or Seaford North or Bomb Beach. Tell your friends, get down and have some fun. It's on a Friday night and they play. It's generally over in about 2.5 hours, and Timmy touched on under-13s and under-11s train at 4:30 on a Wednesday night. So get down here, kids. We need to see you.
Absolutely.
And just going to finish off with our Milo program, which is going to start up next week. We've got our registration day next Thursday night at Roydor Reserve, Dyson Road, Carrum, and that's going to be at 5 o'clock next Thursday, which is November the 1st. Free sausage sizzle, so come on down and have a sausage. Mum and Dad's, there'll be a drink for the kids and maybe a couple of other things, but this is aimed at sort of 5 to 10-year-olds that have sort of either never played cricket or know the basics. It's just about skills and teaching your motor skills and throwing and hitting and basically just having fun and getting involved and getting to know new kids. And it's a good way for network for parents to get meeting new people, especially if they're new to the area. And it's amazing just how much interest I've had so far this year. So we only started up last year. We had probably had about 15 kids. But going by the amount of emails and phone calls I've received over the last couple of days, and I know Cricket Victoria are running a program out at Patterson Lakes Primary School on Monday the 5th. So they're doing a program for 400 kids there, so hopefully we get a few more kids turning up. It's on every Thursday night. It's a 12-week program. We run it 5 weeks up till Christmas and then another 6 to 7 weeks after the school holidays next year. So
yeah, what I was very impressed with there was how you managed to actually drop in that you're a very busy man and that you receive a lot of phone calls and you're quite important, even whilst promoting just a junior junior cricket program. That was amazing. You're very well done, Noddy.
Well, I don't think I ever said I was important. I just said I received a lot of phone calls. Anyway, because
I was implied.
It's obviously out there that you know, we've got flyers at every kindergarten and primary school, and Marcus is going to take away about 100-odd for me to take down to Carron Primary School tomorrow, which is great support and a few posters. So all you Carron Primary School kids out there, if you've never played cricket before and you want to come down and try something new, it's fantastic. Come down and have a hit. You can pay. You can register. If you don't want to buy a pack, you don't have to. You come down and have some fun. But obviously, registration night next Thursday night at 5 p.m. and come down and have a great time. And it's really, really good. And it's really well run by Omarak and his father-in-law, Billy Vincent, and helped out by Jackson Fry, who's one of our senior who's played at junior cricket. He's our opening bowler in the first. So we're running a two different program this year. We're running a sort of 5 to 7-year-olds, kids that have never played. And then we're doing a more experienced sort of 8 to 10-year-olds called Have a Game program. So they do a bit more. The young kids do more skill-based stuff and the older kids get to have a bit of a game. So get down and introduce yourself to cricket, and hopefully we see you down here next Thursday night. Other than that, I think we've pretty much touched on everything.
Oh, I think that might be about time to wrap it up. You got anything to add, Fish, or are you just going to sit there quietly for the...
No.
I've been amazed you haven't said anything for the last 15 minutes. It's the first time. It's the first. Yeah, we've had Lawson Power short of a word, and now Fish, it's just unbelievable.
He's
just
always there, though, Fish. Every time you look over your shoulder, he's there.
He is. He's got that uncanny ability to be able to be everywhere at once. It's just... It's extraordinary.
It's a good face to look at.
Yeah, one of these days I'm going to be having my breakfast and your head's going to pop up in my bowl of cereal.
You wish, pal.
But on behalf of the Carron Cricket Club, the radio show here from the Lions Den, I think we're going to sign out. And to our loyal listeners, the Ridgeways up there in northern New South Wales, hopefully you've got better weather than you've had the last couple of weeks. I know Ridgie was out surfing today with the boys.
Actually, I'm going to take that back, Noddy. You can stuff your weather. I hope it's been absolutely awful. Because it's been awful down here. So you guys take it off for a 6-month up, you know, trip odyssey, whatever you want to call it. Get back here and play cricket.
Yeah, because Sammy, they miss you in the under-11s, and Dill, we need you back. So hopefully
we
after Christmas.
Need your banter, boys. Pull up.
Yeah, we miss you in the nets every hour of every day out there hitting the ball. So we look forward to seeing you back. And any new faces, look forward to seeing you and getting to know you. And all the best for all the seniors and juniors this week. And we look forward to having some wins.
All right, thanks for having me, Noddy. And Fish, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Good luck to all the sides this week.
Thanks, Fish. Thanks, Timmy.